Greetings and welcome to the Franz Barden Podcast. I'm your host, Clint Sabom. And on this episode, I'm going to be going through some Tibetan practices that can definitely help with Barden work and kind of flow seamlessly. Well, maybe not seamlessly, but they connect to the path, and it is Tibetan Jogchen. So it should be interesting, and wanted to let you all know that I am an executive spiritual coach for Franz Barden practitioners. I can help you through all 10 steps. I meet people over Zoom, and if you're interested, just email me at thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com. That's thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com. And I'll also put it below in the show notes. I also have an online class out on the Sedona method, or emotional release, based basically on my experience as a Sedona method graduate going through their system. And I use this as a complement to Barden's work. It really helped me a whole lot, especially with the kind of astral soul level of clearing out emotions, and also with kind of taking me into the Akasha more. So the link to my online class, which is very inexpensive, is below this episode in the show notes. So there are audio tracks to be listened to again and again, and a couple are guided meditations. So check it out. And as far as Tibetan Jogchen goes, well, let's start with the exercise that some people familiar with Buddhism may have heard of, and that is impermanence, And it is the fact that everything is always changing. Nothing is permanent, and there is no inherent identity to anything or to anybody, which is an interesting thing to wrap one's minds around. Everything is dependent on all these other factors. Everything is always changing, always shifting. And one way to do this is kind of to meditate on impermanence by starting in the macro and moving into the micro. So you kind of start with the earth and the earth's history and how long earth has been here, and knowing from science basically how the earth evolved and didn't even have humans for an extremely long time, and then basically, you know, humans evolved. And even if you don't believe that in the standard evolutionary theory, and you have some more esoteric concepts of aliens or, you know, another race from a different galaxy, well, that's changed as well, too. And just think of world history, then think of world history, think of all the changes throughout world history that we know. And if you go with alternative history, well, think about the changes in that. Think about the changes in your own life and all that has changed since you were born, and all that has changed not with you, but with other people. And it can be almost, you can kind of almost get into this dizzying power, you know, meditating on impermanence. That's really opening you up. And as far as the Barden cosmology goes, I think it hits you in the spirit realm of things, you know, because the spirit is basically kind of always open, extending through all space and time. And obviously, the point of meditating on impermanence, although maybe it's not obvious, but what ends up happening is you recognize everything is changeable, and then below it, it starts to arise that there is a changeless state underneath it all, a changeless state that is never changing. And that would kind of be the spirit, in Barden terminology, that's never changing, always there and always open. And this can also help with vacancy of mind, obviously, because you're not attached and you're going into this impermanence that's always changing, and you're also ultimately going into a sense of emptiness. Everything is empty of any consistent form, and that emptiness itself can almost become an entity that extends in all directions. And that will help with vacancy of mind. It will help with the spirit realm and the spirit training for sure. So that those are, you know, I kind of went through all of that very quickly, maybe because I'm just getting so excited talking about it, because I think these are great exercises to explore. And one of the teachers that I got this from is Tenzin Lingyal Rinpoche, who has written a book, Healing with Form, Energy, and Light, that you might want to check out. It's not on Tibetan Buddhism. It's on the Bon religion, B-O-N, which is kind of the shamanism of Tibet, the indigenous tradition that was really there before Buddhism migrated. But it's certainly got a whole lot of similarities with Tibetan Buddhism, too. And the book is dedicated to the Dalai Lama. So you might want to check that out on Amazon if you're a book reader and like to read books. Although sometimes with Barden, we get so caught up in the Barden work, we don't need another book. You know, sometimes some of us are such big readers, we're like, oh, please, not another book. You know, can't handle any more books. Well, anyways, it's your choice, Tenzin Wangyal Rinpoche. And so meditating on impermanence and everything ultimately kind of resting in this emptiness that extends in all directions can be such a great relaxing exercise, and it can give you a kind of ultimately a kind of grounding, because you're realizing everything is groundless. And in the Tibetan Bon religion, also space is the fifth element. So the fire, water, air, and earth are all the same, but the fifth element is not necessarily akasha, it's space. And so you can think of the space in the empty, in the room. Sure, there may be furniture in the room you're in now, or the car you're in now as you're listening to it. There may be furniture, but there's empty space too. And there's empty space outside, even in between buildings and houses, and above buildings and houses, and above. And so the grounding is not getting deeper rooted into the earth. It's extending into space, and space becomes the ground, which is kind of a different way around it, which I think is very helpful, because a lot of times when we feel ungrounded, we think we need to root down or dig down into the earth or anchor in all these certain things. But getting grounded in the Tibetan Bon religion or Tibetan shamanism is basically extending into space in all directions. So that's another great thing to meditate on. And the other thing I will give you is the idea of the dark retreat, which is going into the darkness. And typically the dark retreat under the guidance of a teacher is 49 days. I guess you go in an empty shed. I've heard of Taoist doing this too, and going into the darkness and staying just in the dark, and then the internal becomes more present than the external. And obviously here, in our respective cultures, we probably do not have the time, energy, and money to spend 49 days in a dark retreat. Our life is probably not set up that way. But what you can do is you can spend an hour or two in the darkness of your room. You know, go into your room, turn off all the lights. Turn off all the lights at night, you know, even kind of close all the shades, get it as dark as possible, and just sit and see what arises. And perhaps you want to meditate a little. Perhaps you want to just talk out loud to yourself about what you're processing. But see how long you can just sit in the dark. And you can relax during this, too. You don't have to keep some sort of certain posture or anything. Just be in the dark. Spend some time in the total darkness. And light will eventually come in, and light will eventually appear. And if it's extremely dark in your room, you've got just, you know, the windows really cut off and no adjoining rooms of light coming under the door, then you basically could end up actually seeing light come from yourself, and you may see different colors. The different colors of the rainbow, and they may have to do with particular elements, they may have to do with particular chakras, but see what lights come up. You may start seeing lights, you may start feeling a light emanating from your body and seeing it as if like, wow, there's a light in me coming out in this darkness. So interesting things happen in the dark, but no, this is a solitary exercise for us to do, and it's a good exercise. No real rules or requirements. Just play around with it. See how it goes. So those are the things I want to throw out. I know I went through them very, very fast, and this will be a shorter episode, but I get kind of excited talking about this. And again, if you want to reach out, you can always email me at thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com. And many blessings to all of you, my friends. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. And I wish you nothing but the best.